always a lot of fun. Now the main act comes on, and he's the only guy in the business that can follow him because he's a TV star, and that is Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. Alex, how are you today?
What's up, Alex?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very, very good. It's another beautiful day out here at the ballpark, and today there's Jake Peavy in prime time again against Julio Urias. You have any thoughts about this matchup today? And is Jake Peavy back? It's been three decent ones in a row now.
I'm actually more fascinated by what we're going to see on the other side. I mean, this is a kid, Urias, we've heard about for like 3 years now, and it's still only 19. So I think this is a guy that we're going to be seeing quite a bit of in the years to come, and this is really the first good look the Giants are getting at him. I know they've seen him a little bit. He was on national TV at least once before this, but to me, that's kind of the story today, is checking out this guy and seeing what he has and seeing if it's somebody who's going to be right there with Kershaw for the next few years.
Ron Wotus, the bench coach, told us that he's got the four pitches. Give us an idea of like what kind of velocity he has and how he's going to attack these hitters, Al.
Yeah, every time I've seen him, it's been 93, 94, and I think he can get it up a little bit higher, but it seems to be just a real easy 94 and it, from the left side, and it's something that doesn't seem to, it seems like it gets on hitters pretty quickly. So I think we'll, you know, it'll be interesting watching the Giants today, but also for me, coming in tomorrow and maybe chatting with guys and seeing what they saw. I know guys the other night were still talking about Kershaw a day later, so I'm curious to see what kind of hitters think of what they see from this young kid.
Yesterday, kind of you know, a humorous way, it ended well. As I say, all's well that ends well. But Giants went through the bullpen once again, Alex, and can they continue just to go through the bullpen six at a time? Where is this thing going?
I don't think they can continue doing that. I just think that's not a, you know, Bruce Bochy said it after the game yesterday, it's not really the way to do things. It was something where I think he thought that was the way he could get through this game, and he had Corey Guerin for an inning plus, and he had Casilla there at the end, so he thought he could get through, try to hold the lead there, and did everything he could. But I do think at some point, and I thought yesterday would have been the day, but at some point I think he has to throw a couple of these guys, maybe Hunter Strickland out there, and try to get him through an inning, maybe an inning plus, and let him face lefties and righties, and let's see what happens, because I don't think this is a way to do it for an entire season. This might be a way to get through a postseason, but for an entire season, I don't think they can do this. And I also think at some point, some of these kids are going to need to get the experience of getting through a Turner and then a Gonzalez and then a Thompson or whatever it is. I do think he'll do that, but it does seem like yesterday was an opportunity for that, and they didn't do it. But ultimately, they got the win, so it didn't matter too much.
All right, Alex Pavlovich with us. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I agree. I think Strickland is a guy you can get righties and lefties out, and eventually you got to show some confidence in one of them to get it done. Looking at Samardzija yesterday, 98 pitches, 4 2/3. You've seen all the starts, Alex. Well, maybe you didn't see the one in Atlanta, Memorial Day, but this is now three in a row for him. What's up with him?
Yeah, you know, the biggest concern is just kind of how long these innings are going, and I, you know, his last three starts have been his three shortest of the season, and it hasn't necessarily been, I mean, it's not like, it's been good competition, but it hasn't been the top three teams in the league necessarily. So I do think it's a little bit concerning just kind of how deep some of these things are getting. But it maybe is a little bit of a wake-up call, too, and something where they go back to the drawing board a little bit and try to figure out what's happened the last couple starts. So it's not overall he's still been really good and been a huge positive, and I think exceeded expectations. But it certainly, and yesterday after the game, he talked about this. It's one yesterday that I think he has to go back and look at and see what exactly was the problem and why he wasn't able to put hitters away.
Alex Pavlovich is with us here, Marty, Pat, here at the Public House. Hey, Alex, there were a lot of fireworks, obviously, on the field all week, whether it was the Red Sox or the Dodgers in town for this one. But there was some fun stuff off the field yesterday, including Posey's bat getting caught up in the net. And then Clay Thompson and Steve Kerr at the game. Do you want to weigh in on the controversy of Clay Thompson having the chutzpah to wear a Dodger hat at AT&T?
I want to tell anybody who is complaining about that I hope they don't have siblings, because Clay Thompson is a good brother. He loves his brother. I also think it's ridiculous that people always think that somebody who plays in the Bay Area should automatically root for teams in the Bay Area. I don't think Steph Curry is actually a Giants fan. I hate to break this to Giants fans who saw him decked out in orange and black when he was there. But as far as I've read, he grew up a Red Sox fan. So yeah. that's just the way it is. I mean, George Constance is a Bulls fan. Derek Law is a Miami Heat fan. It's the way it is. And, you like all these guys because they play in your region. And Klay Thompson is popular here because he's a Warrior, obviously, and a very good Warrior. So I think everybody should kind of leave him alone. I was shocked yesterday by how many people seemed legitimately upset that he wore a Dodgers hat. But good for Klay. He's a good brother. And his brother's a Dodger. He was out there supporting him.
Cool.
All right. Very Matt good. Cain tomorrow. Angel Pagan in El Paso. Any updates? Cain's solid for tomorrow. Is that in stone? He's coming back tomorrow?
Yeah, Albert Torres was in the bullpen yesterday, so I would think that's pretty solid. Angel, I think he went 1-for-3 last night or something like that. So it does sound like we'll see him on the home stand.
All right, Alex Pavlich with us. Alex, this game today, as you aptly put it, it's interesting to see what Urias has. As I said to Ron Wotus, I don't think we'll see him at the end of the season because he's on that innings limit. But you look at these two teams, and I thought yesterday turned on defense as much as anything. The Osich play at third base, the Duffy tag. Duffy made a nice play on a ball to throw out Kazmir. The Giants turned double plays. The Dodgers didn't. Defensively, I realize they're very similar in numbers when you look at the numbers in the National League. But Giants seem to be a much better defensive team than the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I think they are. I think we saw that yesterday with the plays up the middle. It makes a huge difference when Brandon Crawford and Joe Panic, 99 times out of 100, get out of that inning. And Chase Utley couldn't do it twice. So I think that's what we saw, and it's something Giants fans probably take for granted. I think the pitchers probably take it for granted a little bit how easy it is sometimes for Duffy and Crawford and Panic and then Brandon Belt over at first to turn these double plays. But you do see it at times with teams that have poor defense up the middle. I think the Dodgers don't necessarily have that, but we saw it yesterday where they had a lot of trouble. And we saw it the night before, too, where Utley made that mistake on the play where he tried to get Williamson. So it does make you appreciate the guys the Giants have and what they do.
Let's talk about Williamson a little bit. Pagan will be back. Is Williamson the fellow who goes back to Sacramento?
I would think at some point he does. I don't know if it'll be right when Angel comes back or that's a different move. But I think at some point they'll want him down there playing every single day because that's been really since the start of spring training something they said that they want him to get 3-4 at bats a day. And I think we've seen, he still has – he's a huge talent and somebody who has a ton of power and a very athletic guy. And I think we've seen a good mindset and a good kind of approach to the game. He's a lot like Hunter Pence and Matt Duffy in that way, very diligent. But I do think for any young player – it's best to go down there and make sure you're playing every single day. And Bruce Bochy has made it clear that he feels that way.
All right, last thought for you. And I saw it last night. And, boy, when things turn around for the Giants with all these lefties, with a double switch, and all of a sudden you got a lefty hitting in the nine spot, Alex, you could go 6 in a row with left-handers. That's another part that I think they've got to deal with.
Yeah, I'm a little torn on that one. I know you look at the lineup and it's a bunch of L's, but... at the same time, they're guys, for the most part, who handle left-handers well. And Brandon Crawford has been in his career. Joe Panic, at times, has been better against lefties than against righties. Bernard Spann doesn't seem to really have much trouble with them. And Brandon Belt, really, about August of last year, has done a pretty good job against lefties. So I don't know that it's going to be a huge problem, just because I don't think any of these guys have really – I haven't checked lately, but I think, in general, these guys haven't the last couple of years that huge platoon splits where you think somebody can come in and just shut down 6 in a row.
All right, we'll see. Hey, looking forward to seeing you out here. We have a lot of fun talking with you during the game. We follow you on Twitter. It's Alex Pavlovich. He's got his podcast on CSN Bay Area, which is absolutely terrific. Who's the podcast this week?
The latest one is last night's winning pitcher, Chris Stratton. So it's apparently good luck.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good. Nice. He's a good interview, too. All right, Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks, Alex.
See you shortly.
All right, thanks, Ed.
All right, that is Alex Pavlich. The podcasts are fun.
I love podcasts. I got to get dialed into Alex, so I know he knows his baseball. So, and I got to go back and listen to your appearance. So that's priority number one.
Yeah, I want to hear that, too, because we made predictions at the end of spring training. So it would be interesting to see.
On who's going to win the West, that whole deal?
Yeah, I know I did a lot of analysis and predicting, so I should probably listen to that.
Marty,
as well.
You're the number one baseball podcast in the Bay Area, if I'm not mistaken. The stuff you do with Larry, Al Pavlovich, on your own. Very popular.
Well, in the Cumulus family of 1,400 stations, yes, our baseball podcast is in the top 10 of all the stations, and me, Marty Lurie, and I told you this, which is really fun, which I love this, because of all the hosts at KMBR,
yeah,
and of course Gary and Larry, that's the one I like to stick it to all the time.
Sure.
More of my podcasts are listened to than any other host at KMBR.
Well, you're, Gary, it's gonna be, if Gary's listening right now, he's having a tough day.
He's not listening.